Hi, welcome to the Wise Divine Woman podcast and the Wise Divine Woman Sisterhood. I'm Dana Irvine, and I thank you so much for coming in and being part of this incredible program and enjoying this podcast. I'll be launching some amazing interviews this month with some new incredible faith-filled women all across the states and the world. So I am so thrilled, and I am so thankful. At this point in time, I'm just over 4,000 downloads, which is super exciting, and I thank you so much. So please share with your friends. Leave me a review in Apple Podcasts, and that would be amazing. So today we're talking about, of course, as always, hormone health and menopause, but let's get a grip on things. Everything this year is about starting back at basics. I'm not going to kid you. You can't think you can do keto and overcome menopause quickly. I am a perfect example of that, that I've had such a difficult time with weight loss, such a difficult time with, liver issues or swelling or those types of things. So not to say that keto is wrong, just my body wasn't prepared for it, right? Putting the cart before the horse. So in my practice and in the Wise Divine Sisterhood or in the Wise Divine Woman Hormone Transformation Program, it is about getting back to basics, reducing inflammation, repairing and restoring the vitality of the body, trying to remove the toxins and bacteria, getting to know and understand the tools that you can use to do this. But again, I'm getting way ahead of myself. So I thank you for joining me today. Again, we're going to talk about some common hormone stressors, and let's be real, we do need to take care of them for the longevity of our body. So balancing hormones just isn't about eating the right foods anymore. It's about a healthy lifestyle and managing stress. So don't let all these potential problems overwhelm you. It's one thing at a time. Look at all these suggestions, right? Do they mean anything? Have you already done it? Let's check it off the list. And they just understand how you are responding to things. Many times today, it is reminding women that life is about, you know, it's a four-pillar thing, and that's that foundation again. It's understanding your spirit, right? Understanding your faith, understanding where you balance yourself and ground yourself in, and what are your morals and values? Have you set good boundaries? Number two, the mind. What's going on up there? For me, it was a shitstorm this year. I just let myself get ahead of God, let myself get ahead of things. And wow, just memory loss. My kids were concerned. Ringing of the ears. Can't complete sentences. I can't speak clearly. And that's why I kind of disappeared from the podcast, because I was lost. Number three is the body, right? So yes, I focused my time on yoga, and I love yoga faith. That simple stretching and strengthening the body and the ability for your body to gain strength, right, and flexibility, which is going to be key for women who are aging 50 plus, because you want to make sure that when you're drinking Fireball, you don't slip on the ice and twist your ankle. No, only I do things like that. No, you want to make sure that that slip's not going to take you out, right? So that core strength, that hip strength, and the being able to stand on your two feet. And then we have nutrition. Are you eating the right food for the right time of your life? These things change. Same as exercise. Exercise changes for the time of your life, right? All right, so the goal is to create this accumulative effect, right? So that we can see the bigger picture and looking at hormone health, right? I'm honestly here to help you in any way that I can. And please reach out, you know, all my details, anything's there, Instagram, Facebook, even in my emails, check me out on the website, and just reach out if you have questions in any way that I can help you. I'll put a link in to book an appointment if you want to do a free discovery call. I call it a soul session. And or you want to just dig right in, let's book an hour and talk about what your goals are and how I can help you and if I'm the right person. All right, let's dig in. Of course, white sugar, sugar drinks, candy, all these things are difficult, right? They are difficult, and it's it's hard. Life is hard, right? So as much as we may think that that feels great in the short term, that white sugar, white flour, all this great stuff. So the truth is, because your body quickly absorbs it into the bloodstream system, spikes your blood sugar. And the high blood sugar is usually followed by this drop, swing in the mood, right? And we got headaches and fatigue, and then we can't figure out what we've got this belly fat going on while we're on an emotional roller coaster. It is difficult. But blood sugar swings our adrenals. It imbalances the gut and, you know, really gets that candida or that gut imbalance. You know, it feeds on that. So you just want to ensure that the gut, and we want to ensure that the liver is not impacted by all this insulin and then the spike and then having to process and then cortisol and then spike and then all this inflammation and all these different things. So putting more pressure on these key areas, right? Adrenals, gut, and liver is going to impact the balance of your hormone health. Why? Estrogens are metabolized in your liver. You haven't grabbed my freebie, the estrogen hormone metabolism checklist, please do so, right? It's important. So you may want to look for products that are low glycemic, things such as raw honey or maple syrup, coconut, those types of products. But again, not too much. You're still going to spike things. You're still going to become addicted to the sugar aspect. But as you're trying to wean yourself off of those things, just know that there are natural treats available, and you can certainly enjoy some great homemade treats like seed cycling balls or keto balls, some coconut with honey and chocolate to make all these great things. You can't say there's no way to satisfy your sweet tooth nowadays with the incredible recipes that are available out there. All right. Always remember, you want to gain the best nutrients and give the body what it needs at all times. And you know what is the 80-20 rule? If you want to have something, make sure you're balancing it with really good, proper nutrition and stress management, right? So again, this is a great idea here. If you love pop, then mix some kombucha, right, with some juice. Isn't that great? Put it in a fancy wine glass if you're not drinking at this time. And just enjoy the fizziness of the kombucha. Buy yourself a soda stream even. Add that soda to flavored natural waters or infusions of fruit, and even perhaps adding it to natural fruit juices as well. It's going to be great. Kombucha itself is fantastic as long as you don't have a yeast issue at this time. Let me say that again. If you have a candida yeast issue, please do not do kombucha. All right. But what happens with this kombucha, right, is that it's good for your gut, has lots of prebiotics to it. And again, the fruits in this juice that you've created with natural fruit juices, not from concentrate, is that there's lots of phytonutrients in there. And that'll help benefit your gut and liver as well. Again, number two, coffee and caffeine. Now, I've cut myself to one cup a day, and I'm going to try and wean myself off for this period in time. It's always good. If you're up to six cups a day, it's not working anymore, sister. Stop the chaos. So you may want to, identify that stressor, find something else in the meantime, like a tea or mate, something with caffeine to start weaning yourself off of that, and then working yourself into herbal teas. Maybe some dandelion ground coffee, or there are other coffee alternatives if that's the flavor that you love. And especially all those girls out there who love their iced coffees, long term, it just taps out on your adrenals, and you want to be able to keep those for when you're my age. So you honestly look for alternatives, make it to one or two a day, and perhaps you using decaf, natural decaf. So similar to sugar, coffee spikes blood sugars, and it affects your dopamine receptors, like your happy neurotransmitters. Many people use this to regulate their blood sugars, and also use it to just keep going, give them energy and strength. And there are lots of great alternatives nowadays to do that. So if you're feeling a slump in energy, don't reach for the coffee, reach for beautiful adaptogen herbs, right? Or some beautiful teas that are out available now. You may love your coffee, but ask yourself if it loves you. If you can't give it up, trying to, again, one cup a day. If you're consuming several cups, then, oh my gosh, cut down gradually, because it is, you get such a severe headache from the withdrawal. Try substituting coffee with green tea. The ECGC in there is so amazing for your breast health and so many antioxidants with that as well. So start transitioning into the green tea. And again, little hint, the matcha green tea has the highest antioxidant content to it. If you need caffeine, it's okay. Everything in moderation, and we do one thing at a time. Don't jump in both feet. You will suffer the consequences. So more importantly, it has, you know, honestly, coffee is great. It does have great lots of phytonutrients. It's great for the liver, but it's the caffeine and the overconsumption, the overindulgence that puts a stressor on the gut, puts a stressor in the liver, and helps slow down our metabolism. Once you get things rolling, then you can use it to your benefit, where it can help boost all of these areas in the body. It's the addiction of the issue that becomes the problem, maybe the stuff that you throw in the coffee. And it also can be that you're not using an organic brand of coffee, which is important because some of the chemicals that are contained in the preservation or the preparation or the chemicals that are used, the herbicides, the pesticides in the coffee fields, can be xenoestrogenic, which then can cause an estrogen dominance in the body, which can cause breast cancers and other hormonal cancers as well. So big tip here, the Shinsandra berry, right, is used to help stabilize blood sugars and help support the liver and gut and the adrenals. It really helps to limit symptoms when weaning off coffee. It's available as a powder, and it can be added to smoothies. Dried berries can be made into a tea. It's available in so many different formats now. Certainly something you can't avoid. And there are other wonderful adaptogenic herbs as well that you can incorporate. So as our last topic today, because we want to keep this short, is the lack of sleep. Lack of sleep is so detrimental to your hormone health, mental health, and the longevity of your body. It almost is the most important. We all want to have a good night's sleep, and way too often we're up too late on the computer, we're on our phone, we're not using blue light blockers, we're watching TV, we're trying to fit all the things in that we want because we don't have time management. Oh gosh, there's just so much. Getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night, or six to nine hours, you're the person who knows the best. We need to do so because it creates a snowball effect on our body. There's too often we worry too much, we work too many hours, and we live in a home environment that causes our sleep to be disturbed, especially during these last 17 months, where everything has been twisted upside down. We may not get outside as much because we're stuck at the computers at our home office, kids are online, or life is difficult. So you want to find a way to improve your sleep hygiene, right? Get back to sleep, get back to the rest and feeling rejuvenated in the morning. When's the last time you've ever felt rejuvenated in the morning, right? So some really key signs. You don't feel refreshed. You don't feel refreshed. You wake up in the middle of the night. You can't go back to sleep. You're finding yourself more awake more than once a night. And you are not allowing your body to rest and repair. Like, these are big signs. Like, this is key. You're not allowing the body. There's so many processes of the body that have to happen while you sleep. This will exacerbate any hormonal issue that you have. This will exacerbate any mental health issue that you have. So try to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day. Try developing some relaxation techniques like deep breathing, lavender bath, perhaps even some CBD oils to get yourself to calm, you can use things like oils like lavender, rose, ling-a-ling, chamomile. Be sure that you're sleeping in a dark room. This is an argument my husband and I will have soon enough, having Wi-Fi, having the Google Homes, having all these apps, having all this stuff, all these little blue lights in the room is very detrimental to your health. And if you're a woman struggling with health, please get it all out of your room. You can set your alarm on your whatever system that you have elsewhere. You can hear it from your bed. Close the lights. Make sure you have a blind so that you are not getting light in from the street. It is important. So if you, and then make sure you're sleeping in the room is cool and it's dark. If not, get a sleeping mask, right, to block out the light. If your husband is a snorer, then perhaps put earplugs in as well. Be sure that your pillow is fresh and new, that your bed is firm and or soft, however you want it. If you don't have a good bed, please save up some money and get a good bed. Being comfortable is important for the vitality of the body and ensuring that you're having a better sleep. You can use some essential oils. You can diffuse them in your room. A few drops at a time, you can sprinkle some lavender on your pillow. Using chamomile tea earlier in the evening is also great as well. Big tip, if you're having difficulty, talk to your practitioners about your melatonin levels of the body and or incorporating melatonin to your nighttime regime, right? Shutting down the blue lights, making things dark, turning off the TV at 8 o'clock in the evening is gonna help the natural production of your melatonin set into place to make you sleepy for 10 o'clock. Another great hygiene tip, or a sleeping hygiene tip, is to take either magnesium, like a Mag Calm, which is a wonderful little powder you add to warm water, and or an Epsom salt bath before bed. All right, I hope you've enjoyed these three tips about avoiding stressors that will cause hormone disruption, right? Again, we're talking about get rid of the white sugar, the sugary drinks and candy, limit your coffee and caffeine, switch it up, and of course your lack of sleep and your really poor sleep hygiene. So I hope you enjoyed it today with the Wise Divine Woman. Please, this is a freebie that I have available to you, and I want you to get it in your hands so you have it. Also, again, that estrogen booster, estrogen metabolism checklist as well, all available on the wisedivinewoman.com page. And in hopefully you'll be able to join me in the future in the Wise Divine Woman Sisterhood online, in my private group, perhaps join me in some yoga faith practice as well. Watch out soon. We'll be doing the Wise Divine Woman Hormone Transformation, where we're going to dig in deep and learn all that you can about your health and how I can help you. Have a great day today. Be blessed on your journey of health. Thank you so much.